Welcome to the Lock Associates Group series of podcasts, where you'll get to know our experts, who will take you through our legal, HR, wellbeing, and mediation services, giving you a deeper insight as to why people are our business.
Hi, this is Paul Harvey, and I'm with the Lock Associates Group for their series of podcasts. And I'm with Sally Beddow and Bruce Jenner today from Lock Associates. So if I can go to you, Sally, please tell us what you do with Lock Associates.
Yeah, hi, thanks, Paul. I'm Sally Beddow and I'm the HR Advise Me Business Manager. My job's responsible for the HR consultancy as well as Lock Wellbeing. So I look after all the consultants that work within that so we can help our clients as best as we can.
Thank you, Sally. And if I can go to Bruce Jenner. Bruce, if you could kindly just describe what you do with the group.
Mine's a little bit of a diverse role. I'm a director of Lock Health, but I also deliver training and I do wellness testing, wellbeing, mental health training, mental health first aid training. So all about health, really.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you. And the theme of the podcast, this particular podcast, is why well-being is vital in the workplace. And if I can go to you, Sally, first of all now, let's look at the focus on well-being in recent years and what the developments have been.
So originally we used the term Lock Health within our business, but lately you'll have heard the term well-being at work an awful lot. And I think people talk about mental well-being, physical well-being. So we've refocused what we do. So our tagline for the business is to have safe, healthy, and happy people at work. And really, we want to help our clients to make those three things come true for their employees. Lately, with people working from home, it's been even more important that we're checking in with them, particularly around their mental well-being.
And so lockdown has obviously brought these issues to the fore.
Yeah, I think with people being by themselves, there's been a lot of people who've been isolated or even in houses where they're not happy, whether that's because they're in a shared house and they're away from family and friends, or whether that's because they're in unhappy relationships in their homes. All those things have an impact on people's everyday life and therefore their ability to do great jobs and deliver great work for their employers. It's had a mental taxing on everybody, even if you look at today and it's all over the press with Harry and Meghan and how their mental well-being has been affected. It's certainly something that's at the forefront of people's minds lately, the term well-being. And what we want to do is to bring that to life, really. So it's not just a throwaway term people are using, but it's something that employers can make mean something and something that they can hang strategy, practice, policies off to ensure that their people and their employees are safe, healthy and happy at work.
So that puts obviously a lot of pressure on your teams at Lock Associates. So if I can go over to you, Bruce, could you just describe how you're keeping the expertise up within the teams to cope with these challenges?
It is quite a significant challenge. As Sally has said, there are so many facets to the problem, and we've really got to shotgun blast it, if you like, to try and hit as many as the different points that we come in there. So there's lots of things that we do specifically. I mean, on the mental health front, we do train people in mental health first aid. We try to get companies to encourage people to take up that training and then encourage companies to let it be known who their mental health first aiders is. So there is an absolute point of contact. If somebody is recognizing that they are struggling, they know that they can go somewhere and to talk about the issues that are concerning them and hopefully be signposted out to get more help to resolve the problems they're facing. It is particularly difficult at the moment with a lot of people working at home. When we see people in the workplace, we see changes, we notice changes because we're looking at them. When people are away and they're isolated, it's much, much more difficult to see this. So we are encouraging managers and looking at ways of showing them how to identify people that potentially have issues and then maybe having some conversations with them to discover if they are struggling and then putting action points in place to help them overcome those and settle down and really just support them.
So, Sally, health and safety regulations are being rewritten all the time now, are they?
Fundamentally, the health and safety obligations on an employer haven't changed. So they've still got the same legal responsibilities they've always had to ensure that their employees are safe at work. So that hasn't changed. I suppose what has changed is, one, the risk. So the risk of COVID has risen. The risk of being able to catch COVID in a workplace has risen, and therefore a revisit to a risk assessment around COVID. It is now essential to return to work and to return to the office safely. The other thing that's changed is where people are working. So again, the law around that is the same. You'd still need to carry out a desk assessment on somebody, whether they're in the office or now, whether they're at home. So the law around it hasn't changed, and the guidance around it hasn't changed. Actually, the application of how we deliver those things for our clients and how those managers should be delivering those things for their employees, that's where the changes come in, really.
And that's where the unique ability of Locke Associates kicks in as well, Bruce, wouldn't you say? And this absence management control must be very challenging for employers.
Is incredibly challenging for employers. I mean, Sally's mentioned some of the things that we need to be doing. You know, desk assessments in the home, are people working properly? If you don't do that, then we've got repetitive strain injuries. We've got other musculoskeletal injuries that can occur. We've also got the mental health issues that are there. You know, people are isolated. They are working. What hours are they working? How are they working? All of those things. And then you are getting people that are becoming unwell and then going absent. How do you look after those people? Because we've got completely unique situations within the workplace now. So we're having to look at different ways of helping people and assisting people and actually discovering what is going wrong with people. So Sally's absolutely correct. You know, the law's there, the guidance is there, but we're having to show people different ways of interpreting that and assessing those problems, and unique ways of probably addressing them and helping people overcome the problems that they're facing.
So, Sally, in terms of what Locke Associates offer and how it helps employers, for example, so you've got things like Wellness Hour and Nip It in the Bud, to name a couple of topics. Can you expand on those?
Yeah, so there's some of the interventions that we've put in place that are hopefully able to support employees and managers. So the Wellness Hour that we're delivering at the moment is an hour out of the employee's day-to-day work time to focus on them and their own well-being and what strategies they can put in place to maintain great mental health. You don't need to be in a place of poor mental health to access this training. It's around how do you maintain great mental health, and it looks at the five ways to well-being that are quite familiar with a lot of people, but it's about how can you practically apply those and include them in your day-to-day life. A lot of our clients are using that as a way to show their employees that they're thinking about their team. They know things are tough. Let's give you an hour out your day to focus just on you and your own well-being. With the Nip It in the Bud training, that is about managers being able to identify things at an early stage and doing literally what it says on the tin. So nip those things in the bud before they become a problem. So it's about managers communicating better with employees, identifying problem areas or concerns before potential grievances arise or long-term absences happen. So it's about giving managers tools to be able to support employees at a very early stage before we need to implement any formal processes. So they're both two interventions, really. One's for a manager, one's for an employee, around how we can support well-being in the workplace.
So Bruce, if I can come to you now, and if you're able to perhaps showcase some examples of how the sort of interventions of Locke Associates have produced certain results. Is there a case in point that you can illustrate for us?
We get referrals in very different formats. We can be working for a client actually looking at who's asked us specifically to go to somebody who's off work, who's unwell. And that's a straightforward phone call with an HR medical specialist. And these are people that have usually got a bit of a medical background, and we go and discover and talk to them and find out what's going on. And the employer's got one impression, but once you start digging, you find lots and lots of other things that are going on. We talk about mental health quite a lot, stress, anxiety, general anxiety disorder and things like that. So people are, you know, oh my God, they're off work because, you know, they're stressed or it must be the work. But actually, when you go and talk to them, it's not necessarily specifically the work that's the problem. We've got lots of issues going on at the moment, people working in home. Everyone thinks that working home is great, but the employer I'm thinking about as I'm talking about this is they are two people living in a one-bedroom flat with a living room and kitchen together and a bathroom. So effectively three rooms, yeah? That's where they were during lockdown, were spending the whole of their time together. They're cooped up together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not like they're in, you know, a three-bedroom house with an upstairs and a downstairs. They could not escape each other. And the two of them were trying to work at home, which was incredibly difficult. And fundamentally, it was getting to one of the partners in this house quite significantly. They were developing a significant level of depression. And fundamentally, it was about working at home, but living on top of their partner 24 hours a day. Once we'd established that, there were things that we could do to help. I mean, they were in a critical business. There was a COVID-safe office. And when he actually spoke to them and said, would you like to come into the office to work, even if it is for only 2 days, bit your arm off. Couldn't get there quick enough. So they came into work. And just coming into work and having that break from their partner, I'm talking to them afterwards, it significantly, one, the relationship between the two of them immediately took an upturn because they weren't arguing and shouting at each other and getting on each other's nerves. They had that natural work break. The depression decreased in the person because they were getting a break. They could actually do, they had freedom, I think is what they said to me, is they felt free again. It was like, you know, being in a confined prison sentence and you couldn't escape. And coming to work and then interacting with physically, you know, on a personal basis, two people within an office, a COVID-safe environment, but even that respite and actually mixing with other people on a social level had significant effect on their mental well-being. And it completely resolved the situation literally overnight.
And they must have been delighted. And this was all being undertaken virtually as well.
Well, yeah, it's quite surreal. You've actually pointed out of it. There I am having a conversation with somebody about mental ill health on the end of a telephone, yeah? And the problem is actually, the fact is that we're all squished in. So the cause and the solution and how we managed it was a real mishmash. But it worked.
But it succeeded. And you're just writing the rules as you go along. I mean, this is new territory, isn't it?
We're not making up. It's the use of common sense and having a look at what we can do. We can't, we don't want to be breaking rules. I do a lot of work within the NHS as well. I've been working through COVID. You know, I'm not suggesting in any way, shape or form that anyone even remotely considers breaking the rules because that will cause the spread. But if we can operate safely within the guidance, you know, because hospitals are doing that, nurses are in there, you know, and we work in a COVID-safe environment, and it's one of those professions that is allowed to open up, then why not utilise it for the benefit of your staff?
What Bruce has managed to offer somebody and a client there is the ability to have a conversation. We don't act independently at that point. We are acting on behalf of the client, but we don't have the emotion of there's a job to do, we've got to get the task done. We offer a different space for the employee to talk to somebody different that isn't their manager, and that allows them to open up and for Bruce and the medical specialist to be able to get to the root of the problem that you wouldn't naturally always get from a manager having a conversation with an employee.
I think what's interesting here is that you're dealing with people on a heightened emotional plane, aren't you? It's how you get onto that level with these employers and employees.
That's a really important point, is that, you know, we are, as Sally says, detached. We are trained. You know, we know how to talk to people. We're not frightened of asking difficult questions, yeah? Are you feeling suicidal? Most people, if they had to ask that question, would shy away from it. We're not frightened to ask that question because if we get the worst possible answer, which would be, yes, I am, we know what to do. We know where to go. Where lots of people, if they ask that question and someone says, well, yeah, actually, I am, they'd sort of freeze on the spot and be like a rabbit caught in the headlights. So the difficult questions we will ask, and that's regardless of whether it's mental health or physical health, we will ask people if they've got cancer, have they been given a prognosis, is that prognosis going to die? We will ask those questions and not shy away from them, which means that we can actually then interact with those people and come up with much more positive ways of helping them and assisting them and assisting the employer to look after them in a humane manner.
I think that's fascinating. Sally, is there anything you want to add before we wrap up this podcast? We could go on for hours, I think.
I just think that, you know, there are other examples of things that Lock Associates have done. One really great example is Bruce's work with one big client who took on some health checks with us. So we offered the employees the option of having health checks and a follow-up with a medical specialist. And actually, what that enabled the employer to do was to see where they'd got peaks and troughs in great health within their employees, and then tackle areas where perhaps maybe it was a particular site or a particular job role where people weren't in great health. Obviously, it was all done anonymously, but they were able to see patterns that were emerging. Maybe in some of the sites, people smoked more. And what could they do to support that, to make sure that their employees were in great health? Maybe in others of the sites, people were more sedentary. And is there something they could do there to support the well-being of those employees? So just by simply offering a health check service, which is actually quite great value for money, I don't want to use the word cheap, but it's a really great intervention you can have that looks at the full well-being of your team, and then is able to pinpoint different strategies for different types of employees, different employees on different sites, to overall increase the well-being of the whole team there.
I'd like to add something onto that, because I'm going to give you an example of how valuable that can be. I was asked to do these checks for one of our police forces in the country, and it was up north, and I pitched up at this place, and I was running the wellness testing. And I got a 32-year-old male police officer, and he was as fit as a butcher's dog. He played rugby league semi-professionally, so incredibly fit man. And he said, I did my blood pressure the other day on one of these machines in Boots, and it was really high, so I thought I'd just come do a check. When I did the checks on him, his blood pressure was through the roof, and I mean through the roof. It was 230 over 180, 190.
230?
Yeah, it was absolutely off the scale. His cholesterol and his HDL, his low density lipids and that were absolutely appalling.
What was
I can't remember the score, but fundamentally
over 10, double digits.
It was in well into double digits. But literally, I sent him to his GP that afternoon. Normally, what would happen with somebody who's incredibly hypertensive, who's hypertensive, is they get sent to the hospital, they run a blood pressure tape and all these sorts of things. Mm. And he's, because one reading is not significant. That's just one reading. But his blood pressure was so high and his cholesterol so off the chart that they started him on antihypertensives that day, then did a referral for him. And they started him on the cholesterol-lowering medications, exercise and things like that. This is a genetic issue. This isn't diet. This was a genetic, you know, this is Jonah Lomo type thing. His blood pressure was so high, he ended up with renal failure, renal transplant, and eventually died for it. So he's in this group. But 6 months down the line, I spoke to him again. His blood pressure was normal. His cholesterol was reducing. He was much fitter. He'd been signed off back to work with the police. He was being monitored. But fundamentally, at the end of the day, he was going to see his children get married.
Yes.
If we hadn't picked it up, he probably would have had a massive stroke at some time or gone into renal failure and had major health issues. That's how quick good they can be. If you look at it on a personal note, then you're saving somebody's life, yeah? Mm. But if you look at it on a business point of view, and I hate to do this, but let's be honest, it's down there. You keep an employee, he's well-trained, it's been hellish expensive, he remains frontline, but fundamentally, at the end of the day, they're not cheap, but a small amount of money, yeah? You as an employer have walked away saving somebody's life.
Yes.
That's huge. That's absolutely huge.
Yeah, that's significant, isn't it? That is very, very significant. Well, thank you both. It's been fascinating. Sally, can I just turn to you and ask you to summarise this podcast, and actually, in summary, what Lock Associates are good at?
Yeah, so with Lock Wellbeing, what we aim to do is to provide employers with a mechanism to be able to offer their employees the ability to be safe, healthy and happy at work, whether that's from starting with a wellbeing promise about their intentions as employers, or whether that's about an individual interaction with an employee that they want us to have. We do everything along the way through policy, all the way down to individual interactions with employees. We offer training interventions and we offer wellbeing services like the health checks Bruce has spoken about.
Thank you very much, Sally. Nicely summed up. We've been talking about why well-being is vital in the workplace, and we've had a great conversation with Sally Beddo and Bruce Jenner from Lock Associates Group. So be sure to listen to the Lock Associates Group podcasts in this series. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this Lock Associates Group podcast. For more information about our award-winning team and why our services are shaped to meet your business needs, please go to lockassociates.co.uk.